Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Minister Willa, for greeting us this fantastic faithful Friday. See, on this Friday, we are going to walk in faith. We are going to allow our faith to be tested and tried, but we are going to have faith that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could think. See, it's not about our own understanding, because the Bible says, lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. Him meaning Jesus Christ, and he shall and will direct thy path. So we bless each one of you and thank each one of you for calling in to the Master's Call. We greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California, where we are getting close to the hundreds every day. But we know that God is good. Some of you may be experiencing rain, and some of you guys may be experiencing cold, and I here am experiencing the warm weather. But that tells us that the God that we serve is a miracle-working God. And see, when you picked up the phone this morning to call into the Master's Call, you called not because of any personality, not because of any ego, not because of any name, but you called this call because it is truly all about the Master. So we greet you here on the Master's Call. The founders for this call started this call back on October the 25th of 2010, and the founders for this call, the vision was given to Dr. P.K. Roberts in Colorado Springs, Colorado, who we are continually lifting up in prayer for total and complete healing in her right wrist, which was shattered on last week, and we just know that God is able. And we pray that God will continue to strengthen her and keep her lifted in this time. And our other founder for this call is none other than the voice that you hear daily and weekly on this call, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, hailing from the Big T, that big state of Texas. And we bless God for her, and we pray that God will continue to strengthen and edify and encourage her and enlarge her territory in the name of Jesus. And to each of you, the Master Call listeners, we know that this call will not be what it is without you dialing and tapping in. The scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, in the morning is where we set precedence. In the morning is where we prepare. In the morning is when we get our priorities in order. See, we get up in the morning knowing what we need to do, and we make it happen. But see, before we could do anything, we need to give thanks to our Heavenly Father, because it is him that will guide us. It is him that will dispatch his angels to take charge over us. It is him that will guide us as we drive and we get in our cars and we take public transportation. It is him who is able. So we bless God for each of you. I am so fired up this week, and God is moving and doing amazing things. So I just say, open your ears so that you could hear God. Open your eyes so that you could see him. Open your heart so that you could receive him in this new season of harvest. So I bless God for each of you. If you would like to send in a prayer concern, prayer request, any issue that you would have regarding the call, any question, you know, you might just want to say, you know, you guys are doing a great job. We take those comments too. So go ahead and email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, the Masters, M-A-S-T-E-R-S, morningcall@gmail.com. And if you would like to go to our website, which is available 24/7, so that means that when the Master's Call is not going on Saturday and Sunday, and you just need to hear a word from the Lord, you could go onto our website, and it is available at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And if you are an Artist International distributor on this line, Artist International, we know, is a Christian-based company. And see, it's wonderful to be connected to a Christian-based company, because there are so many companies out there that you could be a part of, so many multi-level marketing businesses that you could be a part of, but just make sure that you're connected to the right one. Make sure that it is the one that God has put in your spirit and in your eyes and in your heart for you to join. And as God has given the Diaz de Leon family the vision, they have given us the opportunity to tap into it. So I pray that if you are an artist distributor on this line, that you will tap into all the resources that Artists International has to offer you on this day, because I do believe there is something in the air called a point multiplier. And if you don't know what that is, then I say get with the person who invited you to this call to find out what ARDYSS is all about. And also, if you are Artists International distributor on this line this weekend, make it happen, make it happen, make it happen. So now the mission statement for this call is to enrich your life, to enhance your life, and empower you as you are a believer in Jesus Christ as you begin your day and be that minister in the marketplace. And this time I'm going to ask Minister Willa if she would come back to the phone and open us up in prayer at this time. Minister Willa, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Tiffany?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning. The word tells us in Lamentations 3:23, they are 3:22, through the mercies we are not consumed, but his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And down to the 21st verse tells us, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the souls who seek him. So, Father God, we come to you this morning seeking your face, Lord, waiting on you, God, thanking you for your mercies that are new every morning. Thank you for your grace and your faithfulness to us, oh God. Father, we ask that you forgive us of our sins this morning. Help us to be like you in our thoughts and our words and our deeds. Cut out every bitter root, oh God, in us that is not of you, and have us to flourish in the fruits of the Spirit. Father, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank and praise you, O Lord, for each and every person who has tuned into this call this morning. We thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, and everybody who is a part of this call, O Lord. We thank and praise you for the Hendersons, O Lord, for the time and the blessings that they have sown into our lives. Now, Father, we thank and praise you, O God. We pray for the speaker who will come forth this morning on this call, Dr. Vanessa. Oh, God, she has poured out so richly to us throughout this week. Now, God, continue to have us to feast on the word, oh, Lord, and fill her up, oh, Lord, and give her a rhema word, Lord. We thank you that it is a rhema word in due season in Jesus' name. Father, we bind every airwave, a diabolical attack that tries to come against the call this morning. We loose your anointing over the airwaves in Jesus' name. And then, Father God, as we got the prayer request this morning about Billy, Sister Carla's husband, who will be going into chemotherapy for 35 weeks, oh Lord, and radiation, Father, we thank and praise you for touching his body. We thank and praise you, God, that the chemotherapy will only do what it's supposed to do and not hinder any other cells or organs or tissues, Father. And then we pray for Carla, Lord, for the heart concern that she has. And we just know that it's all done, and we give you praise right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you very much for opening us up in prayer, Minister Willa. And at this time, I would like for Minister Willa and Minister Kathy to keep their lines open. And I'm going to ask you to do something. And after I say it, then I just need you to repeat it. And we're going to go ahead and move this call forward and get ready for the Word of God at this time. If you have not already done so, go ahead and get your Bibles out, get your pen, and get your paper, and be prepared to hear what thus says the Lord. So at this time, I would like to say, give me a D.
D.
Give me a R. Give me a V.
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 Give me an A.
A.
Give me an N.
N.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me an
S.
S. Hello.
Give me an S. Give me an A.
A.
What does that spell? Dr. Vanessa at this time, we honor you, woman of God, and we bring to the light on this fantastic, fun-filled Friday none other than the co-founder of the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am, my little cheerleader for Jesus. I tell you, it's never a dull moment. Please, Minister Tiffany, I love you. I embrace the God in you. Never been introduced like that before, and I praise God for you. And I thank each and every one of you on this fabulous I Love Fun Till Friday to join us on the line. Just want to continue, as was mentioned earlier, spoke with Dr. PK last night. They put a cast on her right arm where she had broken her wrist, and she is recovering well in good spirits and a great attitude, and we continue to ask you to lift Dr. P.K. Roberts up in prayer. We also received a message asking you, and we'll pray for it at the end of the call, but want to make sure they remember to lift up Platinum President Chyna Bentley and her entire family. Her grandmother, who she was always so close with, just went home to be with the Lord. So we want to keep her lifted up in prayer at the end of the call. And I'm excited on this Friday because the car is headed toward Prairie View, Texas tomorrow. I ask you to lift up. My mother will be celebrating 88 years of life tomorrow. And so she has strongly requested that all God's children she birthed with the last name of Weatherspoon be down in Prairie View. So keep us in your prayers for Traveling Mercies as we go and celebrate tomorrow, 88 years of life with Miss Josie tomorrow. So I want to talk this morning. We're keeping Robin in prayer and her family. She normally ministers on Friday. We've been praying for her brother, Kip, who is going through a bone marrow transplant, and they needed to meet with the family this morning. So I definitely graciously stepped in to minister to your hearts. So let's go to the Word of God on this fabulous, fun-filled Friday. And the theme that the Lord has had me stick with, you know, Pastor Chuck has been on favor and teaching us awesomely about favor. And I'm going to tap on that a little bit. But for me, God has been truly prophetically with a megaphone from heaven talking to me about order, God's order. Order in our lives, order in our going in and coming out. And as I mentioned earlier, the 10th month, that number 10, we're in the month of October, means completeness of order. And so we're going to talk from the title this morning, Establishing the Order of God in Our Lives. Establishing the Order of God in Our Lives. And the acronym God dropped in my spirit about order is organizing requires discipline, establishing redemption. Organizing requires discipline. That's not a cuss word. Establishing redemption. And even with the R in order, it renders discipline. And establish is redemption, regiments in our life. So God desires that we live our lives according to the Word, and establishing the order of God in every area of our life. You know, many of us, I know I'm no exception. I'm real disciplined, strong administrator. In some areas, you just get an A+. In other areas, ooh, we're flagging in the wind with an F. And God is requiring us to get those low areas up, and especially in this month, the 10th month of the year, the 10, again, meaning completion of order, as we're heading toward the end of the year. And for us as artist distributors in this 90-month challenge, it's requiring us to walk in order, to live in order, to discipline our lives with the order of God. Organizing requires discipline, establishing redemption in God. Now, our scripture that we're going to use as our text today can be found in Matthew 6, very, very familiar passage to most of us as believers. And in Matthew 6, the key verse is 33, but I'm going to read 30 through 35 from the New Living Translation. And it reads, "And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow,
He will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But our Heavenly Father already knows all of our needs. Our key verse 33. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Many of you are familiar with verse 33 with that King James Version. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and here's the catcher, the key, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So we're going to talk about some principles of order this morning as we go through the word order that I believe will bless you, will challenge each and every one of us, and take us to that place of purpose and destiny to our, in our lives. See, with order, we always in that O have to be open to organize every area of our life. You know, like a lioness with his blanket and Charlie Brown, how he holds tight to it and won't let go of it. And there's some little sacred cows we have in our life where God's saying that's hindering us from being as organized as we need to be. See, the corporate world trains us to plan your work, then work your plan. And it's all about being organized. The scripture, the word of God says in Proverbs 19:21, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the Lord's purposes that prevail. It's about what God wants when he wants us organized. Well, let's define organized according to the Free Online Dictionary. It says to put together into an orderly, functional, structured whole. I like that. To put together into an orderly, functional, structured whole, or to arrange in a coherent form, systematize, arrange in a desired pattern or structure. See, our lives have a destiny and a purpose, and the journey, the pilgrimage to get there requires order. And to have order, we must live a lifestyle that's organized. Let's go into that R, in order, where we said it requires. In other words, these are some things that are necessary. There are things that we must do first. And the R God gave me was do them regularly, do them routinely. See, first, to be a Christian, we all had to confess that Romans 10:9, it was required. We confess with our mouths and believe in our hearts that Jesus Christ died and was raised from the dead and that we desire him to be the head of our lives. That is required to be a Christian, Romans 10:9. But required means this is what is necessary. See, it's necessary that we have a daily diet of reading God's word. It's necessary, required for healthy growth, that we have a real prayer life. You know, we talk about not a monologue, but a dialogue. We're not the only ones talking. We're being quiet to listen and receive in our hearts and our spiritual ear. Thus saith the word of the Lord. It is necessary, required to be obedient to God's word, God's voice, and his will for our lives. See, for we know favor always follows obedience. And doing it regularly, doing it routinely, it'll cause your life to be full of the favor of God. Obedience, that's not another cuss word. It's really the only proof of our faith. Let me say that again, because I want that to resound in your spirit. When we're obedient to what God tells us, when we're obedient to God's word, it's really our only tangible proof of our faith. Because you can't see faith in your natural eyes. We have to see with our spiritualized faith. But when we're obedient in our actions and our thoughts and our deeds, that's a tangible proof of our faith. And that will then produce fruit or a harvest or the abundance of blessings of God in our life. So favor will be divinely assigned to us when we do what is required, what is necessary, seeking God first from our text scripture. All we're talking this morning about establishing the order of God in our lives, organizing requires discipline, establishes redemption. Oh, let's move on to the D. Yeah, that long word, discipline. See, discipline, the noun, means the practice of training people to obey rules or code of behavior. And usually punishment, or using punishment to correct the disobedience. The verb for discipline is to train someone to obey rules or code of behavior so that they have a lifestyle of being disciplined. I love this morning how God confirms his word. I was up listening to Joyce Meyer, and she said discipline is the ability to delay gratification. It's powerful. It's profound. Discipline, the ability to delay gratification. See, most of us won't do what we need to do now so that we'll enjoy everything we desire later. It's being able to plan our pleasure as well as plan our pain, which will produce in our lives the holy ease, because when you have discipline and the order of God comes, it's not hard. The yoke is easy and your burden is light. And continued discipline creates a life of order and structure. See, God desires that we are disciplined to always, always, always seek him first. Our text scripture this morning, that verse 33, seek the kingdom of God first above all else. And live righteously, Jehovah Tiskanu, right relationship with God. And he will give you everything you need. But first, we got to do our part and seek him, not tell him what we want and then turn around and say, blessed God. No, no, seeking what's your mind on this, God? What's your heart, God? What would you have me to do, God? I know a lot of times we don't like to ask that question because we know we don't want to hear the answer. It will be obligated to obey. See, when we live disciplined lives, we will better be able to be spirit-led instead of always allowing our emotions to bounce all over the place and be emotionally led. When we live disciplined lives, it's harder for the devil to penetrate and cause havoc in our lives because the discipline has us postured for purpose, full of focused faith for our journey. Then we become determined and dedicated to achieve our destiny and utmost. A disciplined life keeps us clear and concise about walking out our call, displaying godly character, godly fruit, and being his ministers in the marketplace. Even with a disciplined life, we will have setbacks and disappointments and even what appears to be a failure. But if we are in a posture of seeking first the kingdom of God, then when we see the scripture come into play, Romans 8:28, then we will know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who are being his called according to his purpose. This morning, establishing the order of God in our lives, organizing, requires discipline, and it establishes redemption. That E, establish, means to set up, to found, to bring about, to generate. Daily discipline is the main ingredient that allows us to establish that foundation of order in our lives. See, with godly order, we are empowered. That's another E, to have success, and we don't receive defeat and failure. With godly order, we are equipped by the Holy Ghost to defeat and quench every fiery dart which is hurled by our way by the enemy. With godly order, we are encouraged by the Word of God to see ourselves as God sees us, more than a conqueror. With godly order, we're filled with a spirit of expectation, because with the eyes of faith, God has shown us a vision. God has revealed to us a dream, which we will live and not die, and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. With godly order, we're God's eagles, and we'll soar above the storms of life and the clouds of calamity. We won't hang out with those turkeys, well, maybe majoring in the minors. We won't be found in the crowd of chickens. We won't allow fear and doubt to rule our lives. We won't fly with the vultures and the buzzards who thrive on dead things, and they're full of drama with no fruitful future. We are God's eagles, and we will spread our wings and allow the breath of God, the ruah, wind of God, to place under our wings and take us to our place of destiny and purpose. With godly order, we operate with the spirit of excellence endeavoring to always give God our best, always seeking to be the best, striving every day to perfect and become the best with every gift, with every talent, with every opportunity that God has disposed and allowed, bestowed upon us. Now, take note of this, and please hear me clearly in my last minute. Creativity is not limited because of order. Let me say that again. Creativity is not limited because of order. See, that's a trick of the enemy. Instead, an atmosphere of order allows creativity to flow even better. Order anoints the atmosphere for the creativity of God to flow. Order activates the atmosphere with the spirit of peace, of safety, because we feel the protection and the provision and purposes of God coming forth. The order of God allows the will of God to flow with creativity that only comes from God and brings forth the spirit of liberty in our soul. And then the R, redemption, the regiments. Order brings about redemption in the Holy Ghost by the blood of Jesus and in the power of his name. And we have a regiment, a routine that establishes the order. Having establishing godly order in our lives, this 10th month, this home stretch will redeem, will produce the Jehovah Nissi, the victory in Christ Jesus in every area of our lives. Many times our flesh screams out against order. Our emotions feel like we're being smothered and restricted when God is establishing his order in our life. But this is the time when we must press in and practice his presence, decreeing and declaring in our lives, God, your kingdom come. Your will be done in our lives, establishing the order of God in our lives. Order, organizing, requires discipline and establishes redemption. In Jesus' name, back to you, Tiffany.
What a powerful, powerful word. An on-time word from God, woman of God, Dr. Vanessa, thank you and God bless you for your obedience and your submission to what the Lord would have you to do on this day, establishing the order of God in our lives. And we're not going to go through summarizing each of those points, but I do invite each of you to go back to the playback, which will be posted shortly after the call. And if you didn't get all that meat that was put out on the plate this morning, then I invite you to go back so that you will receive that. So right now we come to you, oh God, just thanking you for this faithful, fantastic Friday, this day of October, the 14th day of October 2011. We thank you because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You said that. Have fun today. Have fun this weekend. Enjoy your family. Love one another. Those are things that you commanded us to do, to love one another in spite of ourselves, Father God. So this weekend we will go out. We will be faithful. We will be filled. We will have fun, and we will be fantastic. So I bless each caller on this line for every prayer that has been spoken and unspoken, Father God. Touch their lives right now. Enhance their lives right now. Empower their lives right now. Enrich their lives right now, that they will walk into the blessings that you have already predestined for our lives. For anything that is not of you, I ask that you will remove it right now in the name of Jesus, because your word declares that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper in your name. So we stand on your promises. We stand on your word to know that it is already done. And we give your name, Jesus, the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen. Amen and amen to Minister Willa. Thank you for greeting us and opening us up in a word of prayer, and thank you for being cheerleader number two. And to you, Minister Kathy, thank you for being cheerleader number three. And to you, woman of God, Dr. Vanessa, we bless God for you. Enjoy your mother. Celebrate her this weekend. And we bless God for you. And to you, each of the Master Call listeners, we bless God for you. And we thank God for you. We ask that you would continue to make it happen and be about God's business. And if you would like to stay on this line to do a prayer request or a praise report, we will take them immediately. And if you would like to leave at this time, then we ask that you would go out and be that great minister in the marketplace and represent Jesus as you submit and obey his call to do just that. God bless you. We love you. Have a fantastic, fun-filled, faithful Friday. God bless you. We love you. Goodbye. Okay, now it's that time we have been waiting for, that time for praise reports and prayer requests. Minister Kathy and I, we are tag teaming this again. See, we are cheerleaders. God said have fun. See, it's good to laugh and to be happy, and we need to do that right now. You know, there's so many things going on in the world, but we're going to have fun today. So if you are on this line and you have a praise report about what God has done in your life, then I ask right now that you would star six your line so that you would come into the queue. And as you come in, Minister Kathy will go ahead and read out your number. So make sure you're listening and you don't miss your number and miss your time. At this time, we'll go ahead and start with praise reports. And if you're coming on the line and you have a praise report and a prayer request, go ahead and give it, give your praise report first and then your prayer request at this time. Let's get the ball rolling. Minister Kathy, are you ready?
I am ready. Let's make it happen. 317-291. 317-291. You're up.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Jackie in Indiana, and I'm calling to give a praise report and a prayer request. But first of all, I'd like to praise and thank God for my daughter. I had asked for prayer for her on the line. And I'd like to let everybody know that I am so proud and so thankful to God. She will be graduating next Sunday as summa cum laude.
Wow, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I just praise God for that. She has three children. She works full-time, and she's going to school full-time, plus dealing with these children. And to be able to make that accomplishment, I know it was nothing but the Lord. So I want to thank God for that. Also, I request prayer. I have been dealing with a lot of respiratory issues, and my respiratory is getting real well and doing quite well, and I praise God for that, and I thank God for his healing. And I'm requesting that you keep me in prayer because on Tuesday, going through the course of all this, they found something else in my body, and I have to go in for a biopsy on Tuesday. But I'm praising God, and I'm thanking God already because I know it's going to be benign. So keep me in your prayers.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jackie, for your faithfulness. And we know that God is doing miracles right now. So we know that he's going to continue to work miracles in your life and in your daughter's life. What an honor to graduate with honors with all the other responsibilities. But see, God gives us the strength to do all things. So thank you very much, and God bless you today.
Thank you.
The next
All
one,
right.
Caller?
The next one is 571251. 571251. You can speak now.
Yes, good morning, the Master's Morning Call, Tiffany, the other leader. You guys are just wonderful. My first praise report is that, you know, my daughter graduated this year, and she's doing great, and my son is graduating coming up next year in the spring. And his grades weren't, you know, doing very well the last few years, and he's making all A's and B's in this year. And he went to Bible class with one of his girlfriends at school, and he's just really being convicted about some of the things he needs to do, and he's starting to read his Bible more and pray more. I just thank God for that because I want my kids to have their hands in God's hands always. So I really appreciate that, and I've been putting him on you guys' recording, and he's been listening to it. So I'm just happy for that. I'm just so happy. Thank you guys so very much.
And who was this? What was your name?
Angela Hill from Alexandria, Virginia.
Oh, hey, Miss Angela. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I just thank you guys so much. It's just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Great, great. So we will continue to stand in agreement with you that those children continue to prosper in God's will for their life and as well as yours. God bless you, and thank you for joining us. Well, let's go ahead and go to the next caller at this time.
The next caller we have is 443-224. That's 443-224 out of Maryland. You're up now.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you able to speak? 443-224.
Go ahead and press you already pressed the star 6. Are you there, caller? Going once, going twice. Hello, are you
okay,
there?
Okay, we lost her. She'll come
okay,
back in.
Okay, call us back. Okay.
My name is Joyce Mangum from Maryland, and I had called, I had emailed that David Walters was in the hospital. He was 40 years old. He had a heart attack, and he was on life support, and didn't think he was going to be able to breathe. But I want y'all to know, Sunday, he was sitting up and talking. God showed up and showed out.
Amen.
And on Sunday, his mother had too many strokes. Mm. So she's in the hospital now, so we still need prayer for her. Her name is Mary Walters.
Okay, and this is Joyce?
Mangum from Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay, great. Joyce, yes, we lifted those prayer requests up that we received via email this week for David Walters, but we will now continue to pray for total and complete healing over his life and also now for his mother, Mary. And we thank God for your faithfulness, and we bless God for you. So thank you for joining us, and God bless you. The next caller, please.
The next caller we have is 973-517 out of New Jersey, 973-517. You're able to speak now.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can. Go ahead.
Awesome, awesome. Praise God. I love you guys so much. I look forward to it every day. I got a praise report. Seems like it's door this morning. I just want to thank you guys. I, too, have sent email about some things that were heavy on my heart. Now, my daughter has been able to make a transition, and she's moved. She's moving, and everything was just so smoothly, and I know that, because God just had his hands all over it, and there was no reason for us to stress. But, you know, just being of flesh, we always get all upset when we know God really got it. We have no power at all. So I just really want, and I want to just send a shout out for that mom that graduated with honors. That is so, so awesome because I, too, was a return student, and it is no joke. And for her to go ahead and do that thing and do it with honors and be a mother in a full-time job, you got to give her big ups. So I just thank y'all so much, and that's all I have for today. Be blessed. Have a great weekend.
Who is this on the line? You didn't say your name.
I'm sorry. This is Benita out of New Jersey.
Okay, Benita, God bless you. God bless you. We are praising God right along with you, and I am so happy to hear that your daughter has made a smooth transition. See, stress and faith do not live in the same house. So that shows that we serve a faithful God, and if we just trust in him, he is able. So God bless you. Have a fun day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Who's our next caller on the line?
Our next caller is 253-678. I believe that's out of Washington, 253-678.
Yes, ma'am, Minister Kathy. This is Ronnie in Tacoma, Washington. Praise God. I thank God for the order. Thank God for the message. And I thank God for the method. And I'm grateful this morning for artists who are still alive and well in my life. I'm a product of the product, and I'm being blessed every day. If I don't do nothing but talk to two people and sell one garment a week, I feel like I'm successful. I gave myself a 5-year plan, just crossed over in my second year. My goal is to launch my business this year. I think I'm ready, and I'm believing God, and I'm asking you to continue to believe God with me. My prayer request today is, again, for Paul. I'm believing God. He's actually texting me and saying the call is on. So we want to just lift him up that he finds what God wants for his life and that he can move forward in the things that God has for him. Amen.
Amen. Wow, what a praise report. I am so glad that Paul, that you first of all had the did what God was calling you to do by inviting Paul to the call. And I thank you that you said you don't even have to tell him that he's already connected and he's telling you to get on the line. Wow, look how God is working. And just know you you said you set a 5-year goal for your artist business, so that's wonderful. And we know that this second year, it is time to launch your business. Go out there and make it happen. If you sell one item, that is truly all that you need to do. But it's not about even selling. It's totally about sharing. So we bless God for you, Ronnie, and have a wonderful day. Let's go ahead and go to our next caller at this time.
All right, that is Ma Preston out of Houston, Texas.
Good morning out there to all my artist family. I love you guys, to Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Robbins, you know, all the time. If I had to honor them for starting this call, and it just blessed my soul, my heart every day. And every morning, I get up in the morning, early in the morning, to try to get on this call. So this starts my day for me and my team. I want y'all to pray for my papa. He's doing great. He'll be 88 next month. If God bless him, he's going to be 88 next month. And I thank God for him. I want y'all to pray for the Elite Ladies of Expression, especially for Angela Richards and her daughter Jackie. We asking a special prayer for them today. So we got to get up and see what's going on now. But let me say this. I started my week out Monday morning. I was sick. I had a bad cold. I had been kissing on these babies all weekend, and I flew around and caught a cold from them. And I was sick, and I called myself, well, maybe I just needed some rest. So I thank God for all this, because I was able to take off all this week. I've been in bed, really, all this week, and Dr. J called me and said, "My President, you taking your artist stuff?" I said, "Right now I'm taking some NyQuil. My daughter brought me some orange juice and stuff." She said, "No, take you some Artist Plus. Y'all got to write that down. Get you some Artist Plus, some Cran Aloe, and some Levee. Put it in the microwave and warm it up a little bit, and then drink it." And when I did that overnight, that cold just came up out of me. So I thank God, because I'm ready. I got to do a training class this Saturday, and I was wondering, Lord, I don't want to let them down, so let me get my rest. And it's gone. My temperature gone. I'm feeling great. I feel real good this morning. I'm ready to roll, so I'll be out here tonight with my people. So I just thank God for Artists International. I thank him for the products, and I thank him for you guys with y'all prayers. I love y'all. Y'all have a good weekend, and thank y'all so much. Back to you, honey.
God bless you. The queen has spoken, and we will walk into definitely taking on the hint about the artist, plus the Cran Aloe and the Levee, because, see, she just gave you guys a recipe, so I hope you wrote it down, and if not, she said artist, the Multi Plus Vitamin, the Cran Aloe, and the Levee, put it in the microwave and let it happen for you. God bless you, Marie. You are so faithful to this call, and we love you so very much. Be careful out there and have a safe day. And our next caller is?
Okay, I believe it's the last one we have in the queue. It is 414-429. You're up.
Vivian Lee from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hello.
Hello, Ms. Vivian.
Hi,
God bless
how are you all doing?
We are great and highly favored.
Okay, and I am super fantastic.
I don't care what goes on.
Thinking about my son, I had asked y'all to pray for him for a job. He was working at this bar. So he got a job at Boston store. So now he come in yesterday and said, you know, I put in an application for another job. If I get that one, then it'll be full-time, because he worked part-time. And so he said he's quitting the bar. I said, thank you, Lord. And he's been coming to church. So I thank God for prayers of the righteous, and they availeth much. And my husband, just keep praying for him. He's still in the hospital, but I think they're making some kind of transactions where he'll be coming home soon. But they had a PICC line in his neck. And it had been in there ever since he's been in the hospital, and it got some kind of fungus on it. So I think that might be what was making him with diarrhea and throwing up. So they took that out. So they're working on that. So just keep him lifted up in prayer.
Amen. We will continue to pray and lift your husband up. And we know that Dr. Vanessa just ministered to us about order. And as far as your son is concerned, he is already walking in the order when he told those people at the bar, okay, no longer am I going to be here. But we know that God has something great and special on the way for him. And we thank you for your faithfulness. And we ask that God will continue to give you strength as you continue to go through your plan and your purpose that he has for your life. God bless you. Minister Kathy, are we done?
I believe that's the last person that we had in the queue. I'm going to clear just to be sure.
Okay. Wow. What a wonderful, wonderful, fun-filled Friday we are having. And to each of you on the line, we bless God for you, and we know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. And at this time, Minister Kathy, would you like to come and pray us out and pray for our prayer request that we just received?
And excuse me, Minister Kathy, before you pray, don't forget for us to please lift up Platinum President Chyna Bentley and her family. Thank you. And you muted yourself, and I just unmuted you, Minister Kathy. Okay.
Thank you so much. I tell you what, I got to give a shout-out to Pastor Vanessa. She is a multitasker, can handle it all, and I am still learning. So you all, I appreciate
it. And you're doing great. You're doing great.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I couldn't find myself. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this another day that you've given unto us. We love you, God, because there is nobody else, God, but you. And today we come before you, blessing your name, thanking you for an awesome word that is setting our lives in order. God, we give you praise today. We honor you for the praise report, God, all of the ones that mention about their sons and daughters and, God, what you're doing in their lives. God, we give you praise because you've just been so faithful. Thank you, God, for being so helpful to us. Thank you, God, that there's nobody else like you, Lord. And as we come into you today, we're asking you for all of the prayer requests concerning healing, Lord God, and deliverance. Father, we thank you. We know that you are indeed Jehovah Rapha. There is nobody else that can heal our bodies like you can. As a matter of fact, God, your word has declared that healing is the children's bread. And I thank you, God, for each and every one that desire healing, Lord God, that's dealing with some sort of infirmity today. We come against it now in the name of Jesus, and we declare and decree, God, that your word prevail in their lives, God. I thank you that by your stripes, Jesus, they are already healed, and we celebrate it today. We give you praise, God, even for those that are about to go into surgery. God, we give you praise, God, that everything that will go well in the name of Jesus. God, the hands of the surgeon now in Jesus' name. Only those things that need to be accomplished will be accomplished. I thank you, Lord God, all for those that are praying, Lord God, we're praying for today. Oh, God, Chyna Bentley, Lord God, and her entire family. Father, we're holding them up before you now. We thank you that you're the God of all comfort, and there is nobody else, God, that can undergird this family like you can. We've seen you do it time and time again. And so, God, we ask you, Lord God, to give them the peace, Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah. Be their peace today. And we give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory. We thank you for everything, God, all those spoken requests that have laid before you. You know them name by name and person by person. Thank you, God, situation by situation. Thank you that you are the God that knows how to deal with it. And I bless you right now. But you said you perfect those things which concerns us. And we do give you praise, honor, and glory for it today. It is in Jesus' name we pray and give you glory. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. And we decree and declare that those things are done in the name of Jesus. Don't allow worry, don't allow stress, don't allow doubt to come into your house of faith. So to each of you here on the Master's Call, we pray that you will have fun on this Friday and take that fun into the weekend. And as Dr. PK would say, have a super fantastic day, and may the presence The promises, provision, and power of God rest upon each of you. Dr. Vanessa, we love you. Dr. PK, we love you. To each of the prayer intercessors on this call, we love you. And to each of you, the Master Call listeners, we love you. God bless each one of you until we meet again. Goodbye for now.